Minnesota is home to the largest Somali population in the United States. As drought and famine take a devastating toll on their homeland, Somali immigrants feel an obligation to help famine victims back home. And they're taking action. Watching televised images of starving Somali mothers and children, 19-year-old Fatima Abdi remembers her mother's stories of the country's 1992 famine.
When I was being born, my mom had to go through all of that 1 year after the war happened. My family was fleeing while my mom was pregnant.
Abdi's family settled in Minnesota, where she's now a college student. When her friend Zara Farah called her, suggesting a fundraiser to help the famine victims, they started brainstorming. Farah says they also recruited other young people in the community.
I really call people, contact people on Facebook, emails, talk to all my friends, neighbors, let them know what's going on, give them ideas. There's so many ideas out there. A picnic, a car wash, knocking on doors, doing a walk, and put them ideas on the table and what we can do for our people who are dying over there.
The best idea, Abdi says, was a bake sale.
We baked traditional cookies, we sold drinks, donuts, cupcakes.
And they made more money than they expected.
Our goal was $600 and we went over it. We raised $627.
Abdi and Farah donated the money to the American Refugee Committee, ARC, an international humanitarian organization based in Minneapolis.
A lot of the young people were very adamant on doing as many things as quick as possible.
Shukri Abdinar is a program assistant with ARC.
Our whole community is actually just coming together. We have the masjids that are involved in fundraising. The younger kids, the students are also involved in fundraising. We have car washes, and they were all very motivated into doing this.
And she says there's been a gratifying response from outside the Somali-American community.
Our non-Somali neighbors definitely also contributed in, you know, bringing their cars to the car washes, and people call in every day and also donate money and gifts and different types of funding.
So far, the Minnesotans have raised more than $300,000.
Saeed Sheikh Abdi is ARC's program manager for Somalia. He says the organization began working with the Somali community in Minnesota and all over the United States 2 years ago. It just launched a relief campaign in cooperation with Somali Americans to develop fundraising efforts and provide a secure way to send humanitarian aid back home.
We did food distribution. We did distribute non-food items. But it's not only about the food. It's about shelter, it's clean water. It's about, the health. It's about, providing a security for those people who came to Mogadishu.
Sheikh Abdi says the situation in Somalia today is worse than it was during the 1992 famine because, for the past two decades, the country has not had a functioning government. Very few humanitarian organizations have been able to work inside Somalia. In addition, many of the areas hardest hit by drought and famine are controlled by Al-Shabaab, a militant group the U.S. government considers a terrorist organization. That's challenging, admits Sheikh Abdi, but he says ARC is doing everything possible to make sure the famine relief doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
We are working inside Somalia, where the African Union troops are there, so we are not working under the area of Al-Shabaab. We have our staff on the ground who are directly providing the service to the people who really need assistance. And we have Somali Americans who really know their community, who has the skills, who have also connections, helping us to make sure that the food reaches to the right people.
That's ARC's immediate relief plan. Sheikh Abdi says there's also a long-term strategy for Somalia.
In the month of October, the Somali people, those south central area expect to have rain. So if these internal displaced people want to go back to their areas that they came from to do some farming, agricultural work, then we help with that. We are working with local agricultural partners to make sure that this doesn't happen every, and if it happens, how to quickly respond to that. Because in the south central area, there are two rivers. There are enough water there, so how we can reserve water and use it in a time when there is a drought or when there is no rain.
The goals of the American Refugee Committee in Somalia are the same as in the other countries where it works. But Saeed Sheikh Abdi says the vital involvement of Somali Americans gives this effort a special meaning.